We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Lamed Tet. And our subject is Shar Avodat Elokim. We're talking about how a person should be a faithful servant to his Creator. And the Magen Midovna had developed his analysis of human behavior. He had described that there are two forces at play with regard to everything we do. There's the external, the internal, the external act, the thought behind the act. And then he discussed how do we come to action, that the first step is a decision, and then an attitude, and then persistence. He had broken it down to that, to those elements of developing oneself. And then he had really broken it down. He had said there's our nature, which we cannot overcome. A person must eat, a person must breathe. And then there are the things which are habit, which are almost like nature. They're like second nature, as we say in English. But habit can be broken. Although habit has the weakness that habit is something which you don't give thought to. That's its strength, but that's also its weakness. And he said that in when it comes to the observance of Torah, so then one can enter a habit where he's davening, he's going through the motions, but there's no real life to his Torah observance. And now we're going to take a deeper analysis as to why that becomes our default mode of service. And from that we'll understand how to overcome that. So now we begin the fourth chapter. First, let's analyze. The service of the Creator is called avodah, work. Velo maaseh, not action. We don't describe the actions of the Creator. We describe the service of the Creator, the work of the Creator. Yoreh al kavanat haoseh. That word, that terminology of avodah, is coming to connote something that involves one's intent. Ki oseh zot la'avodah. It's something you're doing, it's your work, it's your job, it's your duty. When you speak about an action as a standalone, then you say that is the action. But when you speak about the service that a servant gives his master, there you call it service. That's something with intent. There's a connection between the one who's doing the action and the one for whom the action is being done. Because he arouses himself. It's not just the action, there's a relationship involved in that action. And here we see one of the key elements that he's starting to develop, one of the key elements which every one of us has to work on, and every one of us knows really to gauge himself, how much of the relationship is evident in our actions. A person can say the same thing about his relationship with his spouse, with his children, and a person can say the same thing in his relationship to his Creator. How much of my davening is connected to Him? How much of it is social pressure? And the same is true with every mitzvah. And everyone over here knows that when they started the tshuva process, so then it was really all about the relationship. It's like when a person gets engaged, and then he gets married, and in the beginning, everything you're doing is because you love your spouse. But that fades away. And then what's left is the external, the action, and where's the heart? We find numerous times in the Torah, "Ata Israel." Now what does Hashem want of you, Moshe tells the Jewish people? He wants, "V'lavod et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha." God wants you to serve Him with all your heart, with all your soul. The idea here is, where is your heart? And we said that this idea is not the invention of the Sefer HaMidot. We saw this idea in the Drashot HaRan on Friday. The Ran developed the same thought, that the soul of the mitzvos is where our heart is located. The Ran quoted a Gemara in Brachos, where the Gemara asked why earlier generations merited miracles, even though their learning was not up to par to the latter generations. And the Gemara's answer was, Rachmana li babai. God wants to know where one's heart is. We have a similar verse. God says what He wants is the service with the whole heart, with the whole soul. We find this numerous times throughout the Torah. And on Friday, we opened up a Shulchan Aruch. We said often people think this idea is chassidut, and it's a mistake. This idea that our thoughts and the intent behind the action carries so much weight. We saw it in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, in the end of Aruch Chaim. And then Varchaim Beis, Lochen Maseh Hergel. So Hashem says, I care about where your thoughts are, where your heart is, but habit, well, habit doesn't have this property. En Shem Zeh Avodah Ro'i L'chul Alav. You can't call that service if it's just a force of habit. Ki Ma'amar Avodah Hora'ato Al HaMchaven B'Ma'asav La'avod. When we say service, that's with the intent to serve. Ve'argel En Bo Kavanat HaMchaven Rak Ma'aseh Nyan Tivi. But when a person's working out of habit, so then you can't say there's any intent. It's like second nature. You don't mean to breathe. There's no intent in breathing.
We don't have the luxury of being an hour before tefillah to build a kavanah like they used to. We run to tefillah today, and we do the korbanot. Okay, but we're still not in. It's three times a day we go to pray. Sometimes it's we rush to go to pray and we don't have the kavanah, but we still need to pray. So it is a matter of doing your tefillah even though you don't have full kavanah.
Granted.
It's sometimes hard to even think, okay, now I'm going to pray for Hashem. And in your head you have to build the kavanah and while you're praying that you can it's something that you have to prepare yourself for. It's like and I can see exactly what he's saying because it's come to I question my tefillah a lot and my kavanah is so not there.
I agree with you that it's important to be consistent, even if sometimes or often that consistency comes at a cost where we don't have the kavanah. But if we take to heart what he said, I'll give you a simple example.
Exactly what he said.
I'm saying, but where does it come to play? You walk into Zupnik. There's one minyan that started 5 minutes ago. There's another minyan that starts in 10 minutes. Which do you go to? Started 5 minutes ago. But if we stop and tell ourselves, wait a second, it's not only about my punching the card. And sometimes I'll tell myself this.
Sometimes it has to be.
Oh, but sometimes a person says to himself, if I go to the one that's going to start in 10 minutes, I'll have better kavanah. I won't catch the end of davening. I have to be at work at the same time. But at least the davening which I'll do, my Shmona Esrei, will have kavanah.
We'll have a bit more kavanah.
Or it will have kavanah because I'll have those 10 minutes, like you said, to prepare. So then that should overweigh. And we don't. What happens is we don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm. Or times when we only have 1 minyan. It's not when we get there and we don't. Sometimes we're studying Torah until mincha arrives, and it's not stop your study for 10 minutes before you feel have to have kavanah, and no one has. I don't think anyone does that.
So what I try to do sometimes is to finish before the chazan, or start after everyone else. Before I start my Shmona Esrei, I'll pause 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 15 seconds. You'd be surprised what 15 seconds of silence, just settling your thoughts. What am I about to do before you start Shmona Esrei? Where that could bring a person. Sometimes everyone else is already holding by. You hear him banging on their chest and I haven't even started. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I have to have kavanah and I can't run into it and have kavanah.
And also, I think also the meaning of each bracha is also would help. I don't have the full meaning of each bracha and the kavanah you should have for each bracha. The first bracha, the shield of Abraham, and what does it mean? And what's the kavanah you're supposed to have? I have a hard time with the first bracha and the second bracha, the third bracha, the first three brachas that were praising Hashem and were and then okay, the other ones were hinting to Tarnit. The first three, I have a hard time limiting. It seems like we're telling you're this and you're that. How can we say that you're this and you're that when he's much more than what we can say here.
if you want. We'll take 5 minutes for that right now.
It would be great.
Okay. So we'll pause the Sefer Amidot over here, and we'll have a special question and answer on Kavanah in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei.